Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. This is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning two Mishnayos from Perek Hey, Chapter 5. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Tes Vav and Tes Zayin, 15 and 16, although, as we have noticed, different editions of Avos do have them numbered differently. In other editions, they are Mishnayos 18 and 19. So looking at Mishnah Tes Vav, Mishnah 15, it says, Arba Midos B'Yoshvei Lefnei Chachamim. There are four character traits among those who sit before the sages. Svog, Umashpech, Mashmeres, V'Nafa. One trait is the sponge, the next is the funnel, the next is the strainer, and the last is the sieve. Svog Shehu Sofeg Es Hakol. One is a sponge because he absorbs everything. Mashpech, the funnel, shemachnis bezo umotzi bezo, because it goes in and it goes out. Mashmeris, the strainer, shemotzia es hayayin vikoletes es hashmarim, because it lets the wine pass through and it retains the dregs. Venafa, shemotzia es hakemach vikoletes es hasoles. And the sieve is because it lets the coarse flour pass through and it retains the fine flour. So in order to deeper explain this Mishnah, let's take a look at the parallel text in Avos D'Rabbi Nassan. And in Avos D'Rabbi Nassan, it's chapter 40. So in Avos D'Rabbi Nassan, it says, Arba Midos B'Yoshvim Lefnei Chachamim. There are four character traits among those who sit before the sages. Yesh doma l'svog, there is one who is comparable to a sponge. Yesh doma l'nafa, there is one who's comparable to a sieve. Yesh doma l'mashpech, there's one who's comparable to a funnel. Yesh doma l'mashmeres, and there's one who's comparable to a strainer. Doma l'svog ketzag, what's the case of one who is comparable to a sponge? Zet haman chacham sheyoshev lefnei chachamim. This is a scholar who sits before the sages. V'lamad mikra u'mishne u'midrash halachas u'agadah. And he studies Tanakh, Mishnah, Midrash, Jewish law, and Agada, the non-legal portions of the oral tradition. K'sheim shesvog soveg es hakol. And just as a sponge absorbs everything, kachu soveg es hakol. Similarly, this student absorbs everything. L'nafa ketzad. How is it that one is like a sieve? This is a wise student who sits before the elders. He sits before the sages. Ushma mikra u'mishna midrash halachas ve'agados, and he hears Tanakh and Mishnah and midrash halach and agada. Kishem shenafa motzia es hakemach v'koletes es hasolas, and just as a sieve lets the coarser flour pass through and retains the fine flour, kachu motzi es hara v'koleit es hayafe. Similarly, he expels the bad and retains the good. Lin mashpech ketzad, how is one comparable to a funnel? Zet tamid tipe sheyoshev lefnei tamidei chachamim. This is a foolish student who sits before the scholars. Shma mikro mishnah halachas ve'agados, and he hears Tanakh, Mishnah, halacha, agad, etc. Kishem shehamashpech matil mikan v'yotzi mikan. And just as a funnel, everything goes in one side and out the other. Kahu koldover vidover shematilin ba'aznav nechnasin mikan viotzin mikan. Similarly, everything that goes in one ear goes out the other. Rishon rishon nishmat v'holechlo, and it's first in, first out. So he hears something, and when he hears the next thing, he's already forgotten the first thing. L'mishmeres ketzad, and what about the one who's like a strainer? Zet Talmud Rasha, this is an evil student, Sheyoshev Lefnei Chacham, who sits before a scholar, who sits before an elder. Ushma Mikra U'mishna Midrash Halachas V'Agados, and he hears Tanakh and Mishnah and all these other things. Keshem Sheha Mashmeres Motzia Hayayin V'Koletas Hashmarim, just as a strainer lets the wine pass through and retains the dregs, Kachu Motzeyes Hayafe V'Koletas Hara. Similarly, this student retains the bad, or at least the inferior portions, and he lets the good stuff go. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Korioso Keren Nakov Kitua. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov called such a student a pierced or punctured shortened horn. Kitua Ketzad, how is he shortened? Zetinok Shenasnen Lo Margolis V'chozer V'nosnen Lo Pas. This is like giving a toddler a pearl and then giving him a piece of bread. Zorik es hamargolis v'notel es hapas. So he throws away the pearl and takes the bread. Choser and Venostin lo Klicheris, and then you give him a piece of pottery. Zorik es hapas venoteles hacheris. So he throws away the bread and takes the pottery. Lo nimtza biyado kiim klicheris bilvad. And you find at the end of the day, he has nothing in his hand. He has nothing remaining except a piece of pottery. So he goes down in levels in terms of the quality of the things that he's grabbing onto. Let's move on now to Mishnah Tetzayin, Mishnah 16. Mishnah Tetzayin says, "Kol ahava shehi taluya bedavar, any love that is dependent upon something, batel davar, batela ahava. If the thing goes away, then the love will go away. V'she'enu taluya bedavar, and if it's not dependent on some matter, enu batela le'olam, then it will never go away. Such a love is eternal. Eze hi ahava hatuliya bedavar, what's an example of a love that was dependent on some external factor? Zo ahavas Amnon v'Tamar. This is the love that Amnon had for Tamar. If you're familiar with the biblical story in Sefer Shmuel Beis, Amnon had a half-sister or a stepsister, it's not really clear, but he had a burning passion for her, and he contrived a plan to get what he wanted, and once he got what he wanted, he was done with her. So that was a love that was conditional. V'she'enu tluya bedavar, but a love that is unconditional, Zohavas David Vionason. This is the love of David and Jonathan. David and Jonathan were the best of friends, and Jonathan gladly gave up the crown in favor of his friend David, and David took care of Jonathan's descendants. So this is the kind of thing that there is no basis for it. It is freestanding and therefore eternal. To give us a little insight into these two kinds of love, let's take a look in a parish called Zechus Avos. And there it says, Ezahi ahava hatulya bedavar. What is an example of a love that's dependent on something? Zo ahavas Amnon v'Tamar. This is the love that Amnon had for Tamar. Shahayasa la Amnon tovas hanami Tamar. Amnon wanted something from Tamar. V'chafetz ba machmas taiva gashmis v'avios. V'chamrios. And he desired her from a physical, carnal, materialistic kind of desire. Ava kazo libasof nisbatla. And a love such as this will eventually go away. Kamosha kasuv, as the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis Perk Yud Gimel tells us. V'yisnoeha Amnon sina gadola meod. That Amnon hated Tamar with an extremely great hatred. V'she'enu tuliya bedavar zo ahavas David Yonasan. So what's an example of a love that's not dependent on some external factor? This is the love of David and Jonathan. Shazo ahavas hatamid lagabe rabo. This is the kind of love between a teacher and a student. Shoavim echad es hasheni mitzad ruchanias elokus. They love each other from a divine spirituality. Shemir harav betoch hatamid, which the teacher ignites inside his student. V'chein ahavas hachaverim. And similarly is the love of friends, she'ohavim ze lo ze machmas ruchanios elokus, who love each other from a form of divine spirituality. Va'ava kazo enu batel le'olam, and a love such as this will never go away. Me'acha she'ohavim es hazulas rak mitzad ruchanius v'lo mitzad gashmius, and when two people love each other for spiritual reasons rather than for physical reasons, this is a love that is not dependent on some external physical factor. And this love will last forever. That's the end of Mishnayos 15 and 16 in Perek Hey. Join us next week, and we will do two Mishnayos from the so-called Perek Vav. And why do I say so-called? You'll find out then.